You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Gabriella. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I got to make sure you're Gabriella or Gabrielle.
Gabriella, but you can call me Gabby.
Gabby.
I'll call you whatever you want to be called. What do you prefer?
Gabby.
Gabby's kind of cute.
You got it.
Thank you.
Hey, Gabby.
Do you feel like you have taken on the personality of a Gabby?
Yes. I actually looked up a dictionary and it's talkative, so I made sure to talk a lot.
That's you, huh?
Yeah.
Does your job call for a lot of talking?
Yes. I'm actually a Lyft driver.
Perfect.
Oh, that's good.
So perfect.
But there, I guess there could be people who get in who don't want to talk, right?
I know, but I always tell them you can prefer the ride that says quiet time, and I get paid for it. But this way, we're just going to talk.
Today, we're coming best friends.
Yay!
What's the biggest tip you've ever gotten?
I got $120.
Nice. Not bad. Was that a long drive?
No, it was actually from downtown Denver to the airport, but he was a rapper.
He was a rapper.
Would we know this rapper?
I don't think so because I didn't even know him and I listened to rap.
Was it Young Gravy?
No, I guess his name was MC Youngie.
MC Youngie?
Youngie.
We know MC Youngie.
How do you spell Youngie?
Y-U-N-G-Y.
Okay, I'm looking up Youngie. MC. Well, there's Young MC, but that's a
different.
That's the Bus a Move guy.
He had just started.
Well, sounds like he's doing pretty good if he's a big tipper.
MC Youngie sounds like he's ripping off Young MC.
No,
probably.
Completely different. It's Young E.
I've got MC Youngie in Google and nothing comes up. That's how much MC Youngie is not.
Maybe
scoring.
The career fizzled out.
Yeah, no, I Googled him too and nothing came up, but I was like, hey, I'll take the tip.
Yeah, why not?
I'm not going to complain.
That's really cool. All right, let's get back to the original conversation though here, Gabriella. You've never seen 1 second of any Star Wars movie.
No, I have not.
Do you feel like you're missing out on life?
I think so. I have a friend named Elijah that told me that we can't be friends until I watch them. So I haven't talked to him in a while, but I really want to watch them.
He's following through with it. He's like, I'm not answering her call.
Yeah, and Gabriella Gabriella's not in any hurry to maintain that friendship either. She's like, yeah, I haven't watched it yet. Oh, whatever.
I know, but I do use a lot of May the 4th be with you.
Oh, you do, huh? You're one of those.
Then you and Jeremy can't be friends.
We cannot be friends.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Listen, there's 9 of them, right? Plus, then there's other, like, spinoff movies. You only need to see the original one that came out in 1977.
Nah, you got to start with Rogue One. Start with Rogue One and then dive into the original. Because that's the one before the original.
It would just be too confusing because it's different actors and all that other stuff.
It's not confusing.
You can either trust Jeremy or me.
Or just not watch any of them.
Or get on with your life and never worry about it.
Darth Vader dies. Yoda dies.
Dad. Yeah, you know.
Oh, no.
Luke Skywalker loses a hand.
His adopted parents die.
Yeah, it's his sister and all of that.
The sister dies.
It's the sister. The Death Star blows up.
They all die. The Wookiee dies.
Yes.
Oh, no.
There, do you feel like you've seen it now?
Yes. I think I can now talk to my friend again.
Call him today.
With all that information.
You know, we absolutely love you, Gabriella. Let's play some, Gabby. I like Gabriella. I'm going to have to call you that, I think.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Fine.
You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
Yes, I am.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. We need 5 different movies. These can be current, past, it doesn't matter. 5 movies that were about animals. 5 movies about animals. Ready and go.
Lion King, Nemo. Oh, jeez. I don't know.
dear one.
Bambi.
All,
Free Willy.
All dogs go to heaven.
Oh,
Lady
yeah,
and the
yeah.
Tramp.
There's so many.
There's so many.
Homeward
Marley
Bound.
And Me. Old Yeller. Listen.
Secret Life of Pets.
Sure. Gabriella, we really love talking to you. If we could give you a tip, we would, but we'll give you 5 stars, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Kyle, hello.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
True to your word. Did not hang up. So, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I stock chips for Frito-Lay.
Oh, okay. I like chips.
How many free bags do you get a month?
I don't get any, but, you know, we get bags that come in open, so I get a lot of free samples.
Mm. Don't know if I'd be eating a chip out of a bag that's been opened.
It's open from air pressure. It's better than eating them off the ground. You know, people don't follow the three-second rule anymore.
Do you ever open one just to, like, whoop, this one opened?
Oh, yeah.
Whoopsie-daisy.
I'm too honest of a person.
I just watched that show that is on a streaming service, The Backstory of Cheetos, which was it's a Frito-Lay
brand.
Oh,
yeah, the Flaming Hot story.
The Flaming Hot story. What a great story where the janitor came up with the idea. And
because I was thinking about watching it. Are you giving it thumbs up?
You are going to hate it.
Oh. Okay.
It's worth one watch just to kind of see the backstory. But
I mean, it's an interesting story. The guy worked his way up from the bottom of the company all the way up.
He was a janitor, yeah. And he came up with the idea and presented it to the head of PepsiCo, which owned Frito-Lay. Owns? I don't know. And yeah, the head guy was like, I'm going to try this.
What do you think? I don't like uplifting stories? I love uplifting
stories. No, but I know you're going to hate the actors, the acting, the... choppy storyline. You're going to hate it all.
I might surprise
you.
It's
a low-budget film.
It's a low-budget film. It really is.
Oh, I like independent films.
The acting is
low budget.
Horrible.
Oh, okay.
You're going to hate it.
Well, Kyle, so you've never seen Star Wars, eh?
No, I grew up without TV, so I've missed out on a lot of TV, including the Star
Did you miss
Wars
out
franchise.
On theaters as well, or...?
Yeah, no, I live in the middle of nowhere, Texas, and... never really adapted, so I'm trying to catch up now, but there's so much media out there to catch up on.
Oh, there's right. So much Star Wars. So much.
That's so true. Where is this little town in Texas?
Briggs, Texas. I grew up on a ranch in the middle of nowhere out there. It's in central Texas, kind of about 45 minutes north of Austin.
So is that up by Mason and Brady and those areas?
No, not quite. Kind of near Killeen, Fort Hood.
Okay, sure. All right.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, listen, I went to high school in Texas. I know my way around the Lone Star State a little bit, so.
It's a big state.
It's a pretty big state. Kyle, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to try it?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good. 10 seconds. Give us, why don't you give me any letter? You pick any letter. Don't make it a hard letter, though. Make it a common letter.
B?
B, like a beekeeper?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay. 10 seconds with your B, as in basketball, just to confirm, B?
Yeah.
All right. We want 5 companies or brands that start with a letter B. Companies or brands that begin with a B in 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
Baskin Robbins. I don't know. I wish I could think of more. Boston Market.
That would
darn. Well, there's 2.
Bentley.
Bennigan's, Jeremy, your first name.
Bennigan's. Oh, may it rest.
I should have chosen a different letter.
Baja Fresh.
Barnes & Noble.
Betty Crocker. Boeing.
Boeing. There's Kyle, listen, Texas boy, we enjoy talking to you. Thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you all for having me. Y'all have a lovely day.
Nice meeting you. Bye-bye. Well.
Bye, Kyle. He's going to go get some chips.
Hmm.
Margaret, good morning.
Good morning.
Margaret, Karen, and Andrea have all continued to hold, so they're all champions so far anyway. Yes. Margaret, what do you do?
I'm a realtor.
Great.
A realtor? Okay. Good. Yeah. What's the most expensive house you've got listed right now?
1.5.
Not bad. So two bedroom, two bath.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Zing.
Hold on. Let me get my calculator, Jeremy. I'm going to do the 2.7% on
2.7%.
That. 2.7%. Let's see. 1.5 million.
2.8.
You're getting 2.8. Okay.
2.8.
That's right. It is 2.8.
Yeah.
So that's $42,000.
Not bad, Margaret.
Yep.
Why don't you hurry up and sell that dump?
Hurry up. Do like three or four of those a year.
I'm trying.
How many square feet is that?
It's about 5,000, a little over 5,000.
Where's it located?
Boulder.
I was going to set up a showing with you, but I changed my mind. I don't want to live in Boulder.
I would set up a showing, but I don't feel like downsizing.
Oh, Margaret.
Oh, I have fun on this show. Margaret, why have you never seen any of the Star Wars movies?
It's just not my style of movie.
What is your style of movie?
I like feel-good movies.
Such as?
Let's see. I don't know.
It's movie night. You're going to sit down on the couch with a thing of popcorn. Mm-hmm. You're going to pop in a movie or stream a movie. What are you going to pick?
One of your favorites.
One of your all-time favorites.
One of my all-time favorites is not a feel-good movie necessarily, but it's Gone with the Wind.
Mm.
You have to remember, I'm old.
Anything within the past 10 years that you like?
Let's say I'm so bad with names.
It's okay.
There's a lot of
we've got
death
plenty of
Gone
time.
With the Wind. There's all this death in Gone with the Wind.
Oh God!
Sick.
Scarlett O'Hara's daughter dies and everything. I'm sorry, what?
I went to see Oppenheimer. That was really, I thought, a great movie.
That's a feel-good movie.
Mm.
Not really.
Yeah. Nuclear explosion that kills hundreds of thousands of people. That's feel-good.
Feel-good movie of the year.
Very insightful, though.
Well, I cannot disagree with that. I listened to the audiobook before the movie came out, and it was fascinating. I mean, all that stuff that went on was fascinating, so... All right, so Star Wars is just not your cup of tea. All right, that's fine.
No.
What if somebody sat you down and made you watch it? Would you at least be interested?
I mean, I'd try to be.
Why don't you put it on, like, during one of your open houses or something? Put Star Wars on. I bet people stick around a little bit longer.
All right. Yeah,
why are you laughing? Why is it not a crazy idea?
It's a good movie to show off the home theater in that Boulder mansion.
Put Star Wars on.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Star Wars on. Okay.
Well, am I just sell it for
you? She's not
going
to do it.
Yeah, don't put on Gone with the Wind. Don't do that.
I liked it.
No, I would leave that open house immediately.
Tomorrow is another day.
I would not buy that house.
As God is my witness, I'll never go hungry again. Those are lines from the movie, Jeremy.
I love her. Uh-huh.
Margaret's like, why the hell did I call? What am I doing?
Is there any special features in this house for $1.2 million or whatever it was? Anything unique about it for that much?
Huh? No, and as a matter of fact, it needs some work.
It needs work, okay.
I'm telling you, two bedroom, two bath in Boulder.
Formica countertops, huh?
God.
When is the last time you've looked for a house in Boulder?
Never.
Right, well, this is on the low end at 1.5.
Wow, pretty crazy.
Thus, two bedroom, two bath. All right, let's play a rattle off. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
You'll like this, Margaret. Did you say you were old? Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right. 10 seconds. Give us the names of five dinosaurs. Five different dinosaurs. Ready?
Margaret.
And go.
Brontosaurus. Oh, Lord. You know, I don't know dinosaurs.
You don't.
Brontosaurus.
Got one.
You got
You're a big
one.
Fan of the Brontosaurus.
It's a pretty solid dinosaur. One of the biggest.
We'll just save this for another time. Margaret, I have really enjoyed talking to you. Hope you have a brilliant day, and good luck selling that house, okay?
All right. I love listening to your show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Kisses. Margaret. We love you back, and we don't care who knows. Thank you. Very sweet. Still have Karen and Andrea, though, that's for sure. Here's Karen. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What are you doing today? Anything fun?
No, I'm just working.
Which is?
I'm a science editor.
A science editor. Okay, explain editor. Your okay. daily duties.
Hmm. I edit manuscripts written by scientists who do not speak English as their native tongue for submission to English language journals.
Holy crap.
I love that. Like peer-reviewed kind of stuff and everything?
What a gig.
Yeah.
I love that.
What a gig.
I'm actually I'm bringing back a publication thing that I would do called News for Nerds. So it is back on the drawing board to come back because the science nerd in me just has
you
got
love
to
it.
Do it. I love it.
If you do it in a different language, Karen can help you out.
Karen will be there to help me.
Oh, no, I can't do that. They translated
they translated. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Listen, it's kind of interesting. You work in the science field, but you have not seen Star Wars before.
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I could not even sit through a second of that movie.
It's just too ridiculous, huh?
It is.
What did you not like about it?
Well, I never watched it, so I can't tell you, but I don't like anything like, I don't really like science fiction.
Okay. She just likes science fact.
Yes.
She likes true science.
Yes.
None wrong
but, you
with
know,
that.
A lot of science fiction turns out to be, I mean, it is the inspiration for and has led to discoveries that become real science.
That's true. I acknowledge that, but
just not for you,
not
huh?
my thing. Nope.
What about if it's
a long movie? Definitely not for me.
Well, let me ask you, what if it's very realistic science fiction?
Like, can you give me an example?
Probably. Well, you know, the original 2001 A Space Odyssey, as goofy as it, you know, was to some people and mind-blowing.
Oh, boy. What movies do you like, Karen?
Yeah, my God.
Unfortunately, I'm kind of like Margaret. I like, I'm probably going to be one of those people who watches that movie you were talking about earlier on Lifetime. I did like Oppenheimer. I just watched Barbie.
Okay. How about Anchorman?
Yeah,
have you seen Anchorman or
The Big Short? No, I have not seen Anchorman.
Big Short.
I loved
good.
The Big Short.
Big Short's good.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was a good
That's
movie.
A good movie.
All right, we can be friends.
Oh, good.
All right. let's play some Rattle Off, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, 10 seconds. Give us the names of throughout history. All we need are five of them, and there have been, obviously, millions of them. Throughout history, give us the names of five ships, you know, that sail on the ocean. The names of five ships throughout history. Ready? And go.
Santa Maria, Nina, Pinta, Merrimack, and the USS Nimitz.
I'll be damned.
Well, she's got five.
Well done.
And, you know, you didn't even say the Titanic, which people
kind of a biggie. Kind
to.
Of a biggie.
Didn't see that movie either.
I think you know how it ends. You know how it ends.
You know, Karen, you're a
winner.
Oh, that's so good. Mayflower is another one, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Oh, listen, you're a joy to talk with. If you will hold on, Josh is going to chit-chat with you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah,
well,
have a good day.
You're very welcome. Thank you for talking to your boys and spending your mornings with us. Look how close we got to you, Andrea. Just like, boom, right there. You were next in line.
So close.
So close. But you know what? You still held on, which means Jeremy and I love you, and we don't care who knows.
Let's hug it out.
Oh, I love you guys, too. I
awkward.
Told you, I promised. I give you my word.
Awkward
You're
bear
the
hug.
Best. There she is. A tongue kiss for everybody right here. Here we go. What do you do, Andrea?
I'm an accountant.
Okay.
All righty.
For what kind of industry?
Public accounting.
Oh. Public.
All right. So, she's good with ledgers. She knows how to balance ledgers.
Yeah.
All right.
Balance.
You got one of those big calculators on your desk that you don't even have to look at. You just.
I used to, not anymore.
No, it's all computerized.
It's all Excel sheets now.
What do you do for fun?
Everything's in Excel. I got dogs. I like going to dog parks. Dom's a dog lover.
Yeah, you and Dom could do, and Dom can hang out. Pet the pooches.
Dogs are okay.
After we get coffee this afternoon, we'll go to a dog park.
Oh, you're going to hold him to that, aren't you?
Oh, that's right. We're going to get together for coffee. Well, actually, I'm a tea drinker, but you can have your coffee. I'll have tea. I'll have an English breakfast tea. So
fancy.
All right, that sounds great.
I have to go back just a step. Do you ever cook the book, Sandra?
No, I don't, Dom.
Come on. A little bit? Have you fudged ever?
You know, I'm a tax accountant, so some things might be a little aggressive, but they're still legal.
Oh, my God. I love the way you put that.
That's
a little
good.
Aggressive.
Yeah, but still within, you know, legal.
Wow, sure. You donated $10,000 to Goodwill this year. That sounds about right.
Right.
Wow, a lot of clothes.
Oh,
you have pictures,
goodness.
Right?
Very expensive clothes as well.
Yes, all those Coach handbags I donated this year.
You know, it's funny. I think I'm going to be going out shopping for a new tax person here pretty soon. I don't want to wait until early next year because I'll be swamped and everything, but I think I'm going to start the hunt for a new tax person.
Are you? What are you looking for?
You know, Andrea, it is a matter of finding someone who's really good, can find everything, and go right up to the line without going over the line, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so talk to us about Star
Wars.
Well, thank you. Talk to us about Star Wars.
Never seen it, and I have no interest, and killed my husband because he's a huge Star Wars fan.
That's all right to have your own things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're making him watch stuff that you like.
No.
Okay, then everything's fine in the world.
Oh, there was a pause there. I think she has.
You making him watch The Bachelor or something?
No, I don't watch that. He watches. I don't actually watch a lot of TV or a lot of movies.
No?
So.
If you had to, I know it's hard to.
TV, but I'll be playing games on my phone or something. I just don't pay attention that much.
What's your phone game that you're hooked on right now?
Have you been? I play Monopoly Go a lot now. It's a new one. It's a dice game. Kind of dumb.
I don't play any phone games.
I don't either. My wife has got some sort of phone game that she plays when she's like waiting in line for something or whatever, and it's I don't even understand how it works. She's like running her finger all over the screen and doing stuff, and I don't even know what's happening. I've looked and I've watched her do it, and I go, I don't understand what you just did. So I don't know. Andrea, we're going to run now, but you know what? Thank you for holding for so long. Thank you for chatting with us. I'll see you at coffee shop, okay?
Got to add that long time, first time, been listening for like 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. That means the world to us. Well, we always ask people for their first time calling. A, how did we treat you today?
Great.
Okay, and 1 to 5 stars?
A 1.
Perfect. Thank you
There's
for that.
Answer.
Everyone right. gives you 5, so I had to throw a curve.
This is 1 star
Perfect.
Day.
I love you.
You're
even
funny.
More. Even more. Andrea, go have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye, boys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.